During that brief period between leaving school and deciding that injustice isn't necessarily all bad, and it was something of a shock to suddenly find one at the age of 60. It wasn't that he was against the golden rules. It made sense that a man prone to thieving should have his hands cut off. It prevented him from thieving again, and thus tarnishing his soul. A peasant who could not pay his taxes should be executed in order to prevent him falling into the temptation of slothfulness and public disorder. And since the empire was created by heaven as the only true world of human beings, all else outside being a land of ghosts, it was certainly in order to execute those who questioned this state of affairs. But he felt that it wasn't right to laugh happily while doing so. It wasn't pleasant that these things should happen. It was merely necessary. From somewhere in the distance came the screams. The emperor was playing chess again. He preferred to use live pieces. Too Little Wang felt heavy with the knowledge. There had been better times, he knew that now. Things hadn't always been the way they were. Emperors didn't used to be cruel clowns around whom it was as safe as mudbanks in the crocodile season. There hadn't always been a civil war every time an emperor died. Warlords hadn't run the country. People had rights as well as duties. And then one day the succession had been called into question, and there was a war, and since then it had never seemed to go right. Soon, with any luck, the emperor would die. No doubt a special hell was being made ready. And then there'd be the usual battle, and then there'd be a new emperor, and if he was very lucky, Too Little Wang would be beheaded, which was what tended to happen to people who had risen to high office under a previous incumbent. But that was quite reasonable by modern standards, since it was possible these days to be beheaded for interrupting the emperor's thoughts or standing in the wrong place. At which point, Too Little Wang heard ghosts. They seemed to be right under his feet. They were talking in a strange language, so to Too Little Wang the speech was merely sounds, which went as follows.
Where the hell are we? Somewhere under the palace, I'm sure. Look for another manhole in the ceiling.
What?
I'm fed up with pushing this dumb wheelchair.
It's me for a hot foot bath after this, I'm telling you.
You call this a way to enter a city? You call this a way to enter a city? Waist deep in water? We didn't enter a wretched city like this when I rode with Bruce the Hoon. You enter a love-making city by overrunning it with 1,000 horsemen. That's how you take a city.
Yes, but there ain't room for 'em in this pipe.
The sounds had a hollow booming quality to them. With a kind of fascinated puzzlement, Too Little Wang followed them, walking across the manicured gravel in an unthinking way that would have earned him an immediate tongue extraction from its original lover of peace and tranquility.
Can we please hurry? I'd like us to be out of here when the cauldron goes off, and I didn't really have much time to experiment with the fuses.
I still don't understand about the cauldron, Teach.
I hope all those firecrackers will blow a hole in the wall.
Right, so why ain't we there? Why are we in this pipe? Because all the guards will rush to see what the bang was.
Right, so we should be there.
No, we should be here, Cohen. The word is decoy. It's more civilized this way.
Too Little Wang pressed his ear to the ground.
What's the penalty for entering the Forbidden City again, Teach?
I believe it's a punishment similar to hanging, drawing and quartering. So, you see, it would be a good idea if...
There was a very faint sound of splashing.
How are you drawn, then?
I think your innards are cut out and shown to you.
What for?
I don't really know. To see if you recognise them, I suppose.
What, like, yep, that's my kidneys, yep, that's my breakfast? How are you quartered? Is that like they give you somewhere to stay?
I think not, from the context.
For a while there was no sound but the splash of 6 pairs of feet and the squeak-squeak of what sounded like a wheel.
Well, how are you hung?
Excuse me?
Sorry.
Too Little Wang tripped over a 200-year-old bonsai tree and hit his head on a rock chosen for its fundamental serenity. When he came around, a few seconds later, the voices had gone,